from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We transition to the Chiefs, right? We know what the big draw is right now, what it's been for the last 10 years in Kansas City. It's been the Kansas City Chiefs. They've earned it. They get it. We know it. They are insanely good in week one. I think the record I just saw was they are 38-10-1 in opening games of the season in the Super Bowl era.
Is that the Andy Reid era?
No, Andy Reid era is a little bit better than that.
Yeah. 9-2 in week one.
9-2. So they lost last year in week one. And who was the other week one loss that they had? It wasn't the first year that Andy Reid was here. And it wasn't that even that year where they lost 5 in a row or whatever it was, I don't think.
No, because that season they started off 6-0 and they lost, I think, the next 5 games.
I'm trying to think of who the other opening day loss.
Did they lose the Chargers in an opening game?
No, that was when Alex Smith came back, fired up, right?
Yeah,
did they lose to the Patriots in an opener, maybe?
That's when they created the play with Kareem Hunt,
right,
and it got copied and copied.
But was that the only time they opened against New England in week one? Was that game? But anyway, either way, Andy Reid has had a lifetime to prepare, you know, for the Baltimore Ravens since the schedule came out, and it might as well be coming off a bye week. That's how good Andy Reid is, you know, in these openers, and to have it at home as well, I think, is very, very important. So you'll drop the banner, you'll win a football game, you'll be 1-0 before anybody else even begins their Friday practice, which I think is really, really awesome. That's why I love that Thursday night game to start the season. You get kind of a mini bye, if you will, before the season even starts. You're 1-0. You're kicked back. You're relaxed. You're ready to roll. And the rest of the NFL hasn't even started yet.
I'm just super excited that football's back for real. Like, we don't have to worry about preseason football games, and we get to continue to hear people ask the same old question. I didn't know that. What's his face from Pro Football Focus that always tries to talk
Florio?
About? Yeah, I didn't know he was in the press conference yesterday.
Year dozen, you know, you get a shot at a three-peat, and are you looking at this as maybe your last year? Like, just walk through the front door here, brother.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm still enjoying coming to work. I'm not dreading practices. And, I had my guy, Julian Edelman, jump on New Heights with me and my brother last year. Uh-huh. And he was mentioning, you know, he had to hang it up when he couldn't go out there and practice, when he couldn't get out there and work on his craft to feel like he's, you know, accountable for the guys next to him. That's when he kind of started questioning. And I'm just having so much fun. I'm just so appreciative and so fortunate that I've been able to come into year 12 and still have this energy and this love and the ability to go out there and get to work, man.
How much think about it after winning a second time?
It didn't cross my mind one bit. I think the excitement of the challenge of this year and being able to maybe do it a third time in a row, I think that alone was all I needed to come back. And I mean, thought so. It was never even a chance and hope that I wasn't back this year.
So that was Travis Kelce with Rich Eisen about retirement. You get those questions every year. I think this is like year 3 in a row. I think 2 years ago it was till the wheels fall off, baby. And then last year he gave the same quote, like, I'm here until they drag me off the field. And then this year it's like, well, I'm going for a three-peat. I have no sense of retirement. Now, we've all had our conversations aside. Mac did find out some research on the other loss. It was last year Detroit Lions, and then it was what, Mac?
2014 Titans. It was that second year under Andy Reid.
Second year of the Titans game. I don't remember that.
Yeah, 26-10, Smith threw 3 picks.
Wow.
And Ryan Succop got his revenge being released for Cairo Santos.
Is that that's the only year that the Chiefs didn't make the playoffs under Andy Reid then, right?
That is it. Yep. And this loss was really what kept them from it.
That's also the only year they haven't won at least 10 games.
10 games, yeah. Yep. That was a 9-7 type of season. Yep. I think about that, though. I mean, just put that in perspective for a second. The worst record that Andy Reid has faced in Kansas City is 9-7.
10 years. Unreal.
I mean, it's unbelievable what he's done. Like, I still don't think Andy Reid gets enough credit. He was asked even yesterday in the press conference about his job future as well, and he talked about, you know, I just signed a 5-year contract. And so I don't understand why the media nationally seemingly is in a rush to get Andy Reid and Travis Kelce out the door, because I look at Andy Reid and Travis Kelce and I say those two guys are so good for the NFL. I mean, Travis Kelce, not only as a player, but as the pop culture icon with Taylor Swift and all of that, bringing so many new people to the NFL. And Andy Reid is one of the few great NFL head coaches that are out there today that you can truly count on one hand. And it seems like these guys in the media who are doing these type of jobs and these interviews are hoping Andy Reid and Travis Kelce say something so they can say, oh, this happened on my show. It's very self-serving, in my opinion, to continue to ask Andy Reid and Travis Kelce what they're going to do in the future. Are they going to retire? Is the end coming? And I just think right now, like, the NFL doesn't have enough good head coaches, and it doesn't have enough, like, star players like Travis Kelce is to try to push these guys out the door. Both of these guys make the NFL better regardless of what city you're in, and I guess I don't understand the rush to kick him to the curb. Maybe people are bored with the Chiefs nationally or whatever it is, but I just see no need to rush Travis Kelce and Andy Reid out the door. Now, that being said, if you win a three-peat, I don't know if that changes stuff for them. I'd come back for a fourth-peat, right? Like, yeah. I wouldn't leave after three straight. Like, I just don't see this thing ending, and I don't see this thing ending anytime soon. And the only way it ends anytime soon, if Patrick Mahomes decides he's had enough and decides to walk away and then everybody else goes with him, I wouldn't blame them. But trying to push Andy Reid and Travis Kelce out the door just makes absolutely no sense for me.
Yeah, look, there's one thing that we know that Travis Kelce is looking forward to. It's a three-peat. The other thing, too, is that we know that this is another season that will involve, and we were talking about this yesterday in post-production meetings, that obviously the T-Swift effect will be back. I expect her to be there Thursday night. Mac will be there, so he's going to try to get her in an interview. Good luck with that, Mac.
Of course, yeah.
It's all about networking, buddy. But the thing is that I think another thing that's been kind of funny is that they keep, you know, bringing up the, are you going to, like, what's the next move? And is it proposal? It is not. It is a proposal for a play.
She has just been so open to learning the game. She didn't know much about the rules and everything. And I think what makes her so good in her profession is that she's so detailed in every aspect of it, from the words to the music to, you know, even the releases and the music videos and everything. She's so detailed and a part of it that I think she was just curious about the profession. And yeah, I don't think any of the none of the plays have gotten to Coach Reid yet. But if they ever do, I'll make sure everyone knows it was her creation.
But they exist, like there are actually something written down on a piece of paper.
She's a little biased. She's a little biased and just creates plays for me. So we'll see. We'll see if they can make it to Coach Reid's his office.
I mean, look. Andy Reid seems to always be open for some sort of engagement.
Yeah.
For creativity, right? There's been times where they wrote it on a napkin and put it to him during like a gala or something like that. There's been times where they've, you know, they brought up the corn dog with a little extra ketchup and mustard on it.
I mean, they're watching Rose Bowl videos from the 20s,
right?
You know, the 1920s when Josh was born. You know, and, like, they're pulling plays from everywhere.
And if there's one thing that Andy Reid's been super supportive of, it's the whole relationship and, you know, who she is, what she's about. Could you imagine the Raiders get beat 49-7 and the last touchdown of the game is blank space play and it's to Travis Kelce who pitches it back to somebody who's actually lined up onside and they score, so you get two FUs to two different people on one play. Like, look, Kadarius Toney, that great play that you ruined last year worked this year, and it was called blank space because you're no longer here, and the Raiders, you suck because you made fun of Mahomes calling Kermit the Frog and all this sort of thing and made a puppet out of him. Boom, Taylor Swift wins. NFL hates it. Teams hate it. Rub it in the Raiders' face. Kansas City loves it. How you doing?
Well, it's one of those things that Andy Reid does so well that allows him to be that player's coach. He allows them to have that input. And I guarantee you at some point in this season, we're going to hear about a play that Taylor Swift had input in. I mean, that's just the way that Andy Reid operates. And he makes these guys work their asses off in training camp. Nobody works harder than the Chiefs. Nobody works harder than this organization. But he also rewards them with stuff like that, to have that input, to help design the plays, to help be part of everything, to give them a feel that they are truly involved in the day-to-day type of stuff. So I look at that and I say, yeah, Andy Reid will have a play that is designed by Taylor Swift. And you know what? They may run a play that looks so cool. They may just give Taylor Swift the credit for that one. I mean, that's the type of coach Andy Reid is. And so he understands their showmanship to this. He understands, you know, you're here to sell tickets and market the team and, you know, make everybody love the Kansas City Chiefs even more. So I guarantee you at some point in this season, we will hear about that Taylor Swift play. And I'm here for it, man. I love the whole Taylor Swift effect that goes on in Kansas City.
Don't forget, we do have the Wednesday poll up. Who will lead the Chiefs in receptions Thursday night? There are 171 votes. We'll give you the results every hour of where they're at. 171 votes so far, and the four candidates who will lead the Chiefs in receptions on Thursday night: Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy, Isaiah Pacheco. Pop is what they call him.
And you said he led the week one last year.
With only four. That shows you how bad it was really from jumpstart last year with this team. Like, from an offensive standpoint, Isaiah Pacheco led the team with four receptions last year in the opening game. Like, that shows you they could just not get anything going from an offensive standpoint. And they still almost won the damn football game, too, right? Like, you look back at all that stuff that they had to overcome, shows you how damn good Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and company are, that they had nobody leading them in receptions in that first game. They almost won the damn game without Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, too.
That is the Wednesday poll question. We move that into the random Chiefs question today, which is, which newcomer, not named Xavier Worthy, will have the biggest impact on the Chiefs this year? So a newcomer that wasn't here last year, that's the definition, that's here now, will be the biggest impact on this Chiefs roster. Can't be Xavier Worthy. 913-586-7965, Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Bob, take it away.
I'm going to go with Carson Steele on this one. Like, I was not a believer in this guy at the beginning of training camp, and then we saw how the running back position kind of played out, what they decided to do with him. I've talked to enough people in the organization about Carson Steele. I think he's going to be a big player for this team. I think he is going to be the legit number two running back all year long. I think they're going to utilize him in goal line situations. I think they're going to use him in short yardage situations. And I think they're going to utilize him catching the ball out of the backfield. Like, he's not a fullback. He's going to be your running back number two. And I think you're going to have a nice split between him and Pacheco. So, like, if you're a fantasy person out there and you're concerned about who's going to get the carries for the Chiefs this year, I wouldn't load up on Isaiah Pacheco. I think they're going into the season. Now, things change over the course of a season, but the plan is to go into the season and have a one and a two and split those carries to keep both of those guys fresh, because you're going to need a fresh running back. You don't have much depth now at that running back position. P. Ryan is a nice addition that you had, but he's not quite ready to go from an offensive standpoint where you expect him to be a big contributor early on. And we know for the first four games of the season, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is on the non-football injury list. We don't know when we're going to get Clyde Edwards-Helaire back. So I do think there's going to be a big split in carries between Pacheco and Steele. Both run very hard. You want to preserve their shelf life for as long as you possibly can. So I think Carson Steele's going to have a big impact on this team.
Yeah, I like it. I hope you're right, man. You know, I was with you until about a week ago, until they did get Samaje Perine. I think Perine will come in as that number two back.
That's your answer?
No, that's not my answer, but I hope that we get to see. What are we calling him now? The Animal Steel?
George the Animal Steel, right? Yeah.
I'm going to go Jaden Hicks on the defensive side. I think this guy's going to be.
How do you grade that impact?
What do you mean?
Like you, from an offensive standpoint, you can see numbers. You can see touchdowns. You can see receptions,
I guess,
right?
You can see tackles. You could see passes defended. But, yeah, I guess you're right. It's going to be more eye test, less of a box score thing. I think he's going to be a starting safety for this team, so that's one. You're going to see him a lot in the game. So you're going to know, okay, well, was that coverage busted? Was that on Hicks' side? Oh, that was a good open field tackle. Was that Jaden Hicks? So I think it'll kind of be an eye test thing, but you're right, less box score. But I think you're going to know. I think that's how good the impact is going to be. I don't think you're going to have to look at numbers. I think you're going to watch the game and go, wow, who is that new guy? Who's that new number? I think you're going to know real quick by week one.
Yeah, and you know he's already capturing the minds of everybody inside that locker room. Yeah. Like, I talked to some folks over the weekend who were just raving about him and how awesome he is.
That's
and
it, great.
You know, it's one thing to hear from Tyrann Mathieu outside the organization, but then you hear people inside the organization like, no, this kid's legit. And why wouldn't he be? Brett Veach drafted him.
Exactly.
So there's absolutely no reason to think that this guy wouldn't be a superstar because Brett Veach has pretty much hit on just about every draft pick that he's had, and they've turned into great players, especially at the defensive back position. And I can tell you, Justin Reed is really working with this kid too to kind of coach him up a little bit, and that's good to see. Justin Reed kind of taking the Alex Smith approach, with Jaden Hicks, and so that's good for everybody involved. You want your veterans to be those leaders. It doesn't happen a lot because hey, this guy's eventually going to take Justin Reed's job, or Patrick Mahomes is going to take Alex Smith's job, but you can't look at it that way. Justin Reed has to look at it from the standpoint of, what if I get hurt? This kid's going to need to step up, and we're going to need him to play. And so there's a good rapport going on right now inside that locker room and inside that position group to make Jaden Hicks the best he can be. And people are already falling in love with this kid inside that organization.
Quickly, I will go last. I believe it's Jared Wiley.
Love it.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we haven't talked enough about him.
We really haven't. I mean, that's a good one, man. He's a sneaky good player. Yeah.
I like Wiley because of a little bit of the reasons you say. Like, look, I'll address the elephant in the room. Travis Kelce's getting older, right? If you can get a guy, like you said, we can use the same sort of analogies through everywhere, right? Carson Steele, he's going to come in, try to be that guy on third and one, goal line runs. Like, maybe you've got some plays running for him. Mac talks about Jaden Hicks. You talk about how Justin Reed's going to go in there and try to help, Hicks out, coach him up. If you're Jared Wiley, you just open up both of your ear holes and let Travis Kelce talk you to death until you're bored sick with it and let you kind of develop into that role. And then you talk about like an unknown weapon that maybe nobody sees coming. And here we are in like week four, and all of a sudden Jared Wiley's averaging 3 catches for 35 yards a game. And then not only is Carson Steele helpful in the red zone, maybe Jared Wiley is helpful in the red zone as well, because another big body that you can distract and get one-on-one coverage when they bracket Kelce or they bracket Rashee Rice, a big body in the end zone as well. So to me, I like Jared Wiley as a quiet newcomer that could be really impactful to this team if, in fact, they do use him that way as a dual threat option with Travis Kelce over the middle.
And he can still throw the baseball, too. So if the Royals are looking for some relief help, Jared Wiley's throwing 95 off the mound. So let's go. But that's the other thing, too, about Travis Kelce. Like, people are going to look at his numbers this year. And his numbers may dip this year, but that doesn't mean he's lost it. It means, like, everybody's focusing on Travis Kelce. And if all of a sudden Travis's numbers dip a little bit, but Wiley's numbers are up, or Worthy's numbers are up, or Rice's numbers are up, or Pacheco's numbers are up, like, that's because everybody's concentrating on Travis Kelce, and they're going to do their damnedest to try to take him out of the game, which is going to open so many more people up for this offense, people that they didn't have last year on this team. Like, they didn't have the opportunity to open this offense up after Travis Kelce because nobody really stepped it up. You're counting on Worthy. You're counting on Rashee Rice. You're counting on Juju Smith-Schuster a little bit as well to be a guy for Patrick Mahomes in that type of situation. Obviously, Mecole Hardman's still on this team. Sky Moore's still here. So you've got some guys now that can potentially raise their game when other teams are trying to take Travis Kelce out. And that has to be goal number one if you're the Ravens. Eliminate Travis Kelce. Don't let him beat us. And if everybody else does, well, then so be it. At least the best play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Player on the field didn't beat us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.